and it reflects on the loss of the blue collar, the well paid labor force of America. And it's just a gentleman walking down a couple of steps, and it was capturing that sense that he is giving everything to the job. He has the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he's not real positive what tomorrow will bring. The staircase narrows to suggest the end of his occupation, maybe his career, but I wanted a sense of uncertainty, and I wanted a sense of physical weight on him. And he has a heavy jacket on, and you can sense he can only take one step at a time because either his knees or his hips are bothering him. But it was meant to show my respect for the commitment and the multiple generations and what they built in America. You know, they talk about America being great. You know, it's because of their commitment and their satisfaction. You know, that some of them sacrificed, and it was all about the family, making a better life for their kids instead of for themselves. And it just goes back to portraying and suggesting that anyone and everyone is really special and almost heroic. And the blue collar, as I see it, is heroic in their combined effort. You know, and maybe not one individual did anything great, but as a culture, as a community, as a group of people, they built America. They built wealth in America, not in their own pocket. The last whistle goes to the noon whistle, the quitting whistle, and how that was such woven into the fabric of many communities, and it's gone now. It goes to the music that was generated, not to celebrate the working people's, you know, 9 to 5. It goes to the smells. The gentleman, as he's coming down the staircase, has the old metal lunchbox and a thermos in his other hand. And it goes to the smells of what did he take for lunch? You know, that goes back to your culture. It goes back to some of them may have just been a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. My dad and uncle, they were brothers, but their lunches were completely opposite. It tells you about the individual's life, the smells in it. And some people brought their paydays home in their lunchbox. So it was a sense of a bank. The smell of the thermos with the hot coffee, or was it tea, or what was brought, the clothes they wore. We want to create a dialogue using all your senses of what to bring back the memory and to keep that memory alive of that blue collar. You see it being lost. It still exists in parts of the United States, but especially in the West, it's really kind of going away. To share that memory with our kids, our grandkids, because that keeps our culture alive. That keeps that individual alive. If you bring your memories forward and share them, it's just not the generation. It becomes the individual. And then you place importance, whether it was a father, a grandfather, an uncle, or just a neighbor that you knew. And that's, to me, the importance of it, the significance of setting an 8-foot sculpture publicly. It's the dialogue that, you know, some art is meant to be interpreted, and in some is just meant to create that emotional, to share a memory, to give importance to something that people may not feel is significant and truly is in a lot of ways.